Blog Talk Radio. Let my worship be in your heart and rejoice. All acts of love are mine. Let there be beauty, strength, and pleasure. All are my right. And
what a beautiful song. As should put everybody in a really good state of being, that's for sure.
Yeah!
All right. We are live here on Journey into the Light on a very different Wednesday. What was that? Did you hear that? That thump? My goodness. No? Can you still hear me? I hope so. Okay, great. I heard a thump in my headsets like someone would do playing the drums. Just a one clunk. Once I said it was a very different Wednesday. I guess that was spirit telling me to knock it off. Like, get with it, Michael. But Bonnie knows what I'm talking about. But you have those days, right? Just it's not really me. I'm feeling good today, and it's just things are a little bumpy. But anyway, we are glad you are here. We're going to be taking your calls and for psychic readings. So a little bit of a change of format, though. We are going to take your calls, and the wonderful Christy Lee is coming up next hour. You're going to really want to call in, speak to her, listen to her. New guest, and she is wonderful. That's at the top of the next hour is when that will start, and that will be the last hour of today's shows. Right now I do not see we're going to have a substitute guest psychic medium Bonnie is going to come on in and take your calls, as Jennifer is not here at this time. If she does come in, we'll definitely put her on the air, of course. Okay. All righty. Tomorrow, just a reminder, Vincent Pace will be here, an amazing medium. The medium who brought in my dad. My dad died when I was just 13 in the middle of the night, and he brought in my dad the most of any medium and gave me the time of death of my father and exactly what happened in the last minutes. He works with no information from you. He prefers you as a caller to be totally silent so he can bring in the information as from spirit. Anyway, it's tomorrow, Vincent Pace, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, live from Canada, and he'll be taking your calls. Vincent's here only every other week, so you definitely want to tune on in tomorrow. Okay, write that down. Tell your friends if you like. And now we're going to bring your calls in. And again, call in, same number, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. And Bonnie is going to take your calls. And I tell you, Bonnie is my producer, and she's an amazing psychic. I have seen her get some amazing information. And then when she does private sessions, the feedback I get from listeners is amazing. It is like, wow, that was amazing. And that's the messages that are sent to me. And Bonnie does amazing private readings. For the first time callers, only $19 for 30 minutes. Now, isn't that awesome? So, I don't think you can beat that, that's for sure. So, all right. All right, we're going to bring Bonnie in, and then we're going to go to your calls, okay? All right, let's welcome Bonnie onto the set. Hey, Bonnie.
Hey, Michael. Thanks for that wonderful build-up. I really appreciate it.
All right. Crowd is wild tonight, that's for sure.
You're
stirred
your
up.
Guys.
Your yeah, guys. My guys. That's right. That's right. I don't know if it's 100,000, but it's a lot.
Well, it's probably more guys than I have right in here, so that's okay.
All right. You ready to get to the calls?
Sure. Let's go for it.
All right. Great. Let's go to area code 780, which I believe is up in Canada. Can we get your first name?
Yes, it's Jacob from Canada. Thanks for taking my call again.
Hi, you're Jacob?
Jay from Canada.
Jay from Canada. What can I do for you this evening, Jay?
Yeah, I just want to, astrology-wise, in regards to, I was talking to some friends, and they were saying, you know, April and May were kind of really heavy, and we had lots of planets in retrograde. I just wonder how, for me, it really affected me. A lot, actually. I just wondered, do you need any information before I ask the question?
Well, actually, the astrologer has not yet come on, so I'm like the substitute medium for you, and I'm really not versed in astrology. I do know that Mercury just went out of retrograde, and it was a pretty rough Mercury for me. But I have heard that multiple planets are in retrograde, but truly you do need an astrologer to answer that kind of question. Do you have another question I could maybe answer for you?
Oh, sure. Well, it's still related to Chubb. Maybe I'll ask the question next day when the astrologer comes on. But, yeah, thanks for taking my question. My question is regarding a job situation. So I just feel there's still things going on in job that my job is not secure right now. In regards to number of layoffs that were done in March. So now it seems like this week they're not telling me what to do. It's like you have 2 weeks to do all this stuff and then, you know, put you on something else. But I just wondered about looking for another job this summer.
Yes, I think you probably should start looking now. I know that sounds like an emergency, but it feels like an emergency to me. I'm not sure they're telling you the whole truth, and I think that they're in a more precarious situation than they want to admit. And so I think you should start looking now. I also think you shouldn't just look on your own, that because of whatever it is that you do, you might need, you know, like a job agency or headhunters or whatever you call them in Canada, where they help you get a better job that's more suited to you. So you may want to try a service like that, but keep, you know, start looking on your own too. Make sure that you're resume or your credentials or, you know, whatever you use with your job are really up to date. But I feel like it feels like an emergency to me, like you really need to start looking now. I know that probably doesn't sound very nice, but I think you do. I think you need to start looking now. And the other thing about your job, and I'm really not getting what it is that you do, it feels like you don't really like it very much. It feels it feels like it doesn't feel good to you, and it feels really chaotic, and it feels like it's just that you just don't like it very much. And this may be a time, because you're in this weird transition place, this may be a time to look at what you're doing and decide if that's really what you want to continue to do. Maybe this is really an opportunity to do something totally different or something else that you really want to do. So think about that too, because I think you have a lot of potential, and I feel very strongly you have a lot of skills, and I think that you're probably underutilized where you are right now, and that's maybe another frustration, that you're not being used all the way to your advantage, you know?
Okay.
I hope that helps you, even if it's not an astrological answer.
No, it's okay. Well, thanks so much for taking my call. So, and thanks so much for your insight. So, thank you again.
I hope it helps you, but really, please start looking now, okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you very much. Take care.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We appreciate you. And again, yes, we're taking psychic medium readings here on the show. And this hour, so think of your question that you need help in, or maybe it's just something you need help, a life question, need some life coaching. That's, you know, it's really what we're here for, to help you, whatever your issue or problem is, in any way that we can help. The number to call on in, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. We have Bonnie here, welcome Kimmy in the chat room. Thanks for being here, and Kimmy says hi to you, Bonnie.
Well, hi Kimmy, how are you?
She says talking to you at 9. Are you talking to her at 9? Or is that meant for me? I don't know.
Maybe I am. Yeah, I do have a Kimberly at 9 after the shows are over. I do have somebody that's called in for a private reading. So I didn't realize
that's
it was
Kimmy.
Your Kimmy.
Yeah, that's my Kimmy.
She typed
in, yes.
All right.
Well, you're going to, this is like two of my best friends. I need to be in on that call, see what's being said. Kimmy knows
all
my history.
You might find out more than you need to find out.
Yeah, right. Tomorrow, neither of you show up. No, I'm joking.
We'll show up. Don't worry.
No, I'm joking. You guys are great, and I'm glad you guys connected. You'll get to know all of Kimmy, and she. You guys are just both wonderful. I really mean that. So, Kimmy's been my dear friend on here all 9 years, and we've kind of taken care of each other on the show, and you know, things like that. So anyway, she's And you've really helped me out too, Bonnie, ever since we've gotten together, which on the show, which is, I think, the beginning of the year. Wasn't it around Christmas?
Well, I first called in October on Halloween night of all the funny things, and you answered and asked if I wanted to ask a question. And I was like, I don't know. I didn't plan on it. But since you're asking me, yes, maybe I do. And then I called back a few more times, and a guest did not show up, and I asked you a whole lot of questions through Messenger, and you ended up doing a whole hour answering my questions.
Right.
And then
I remember
you said,
that.
You want to do this more often? And I was like,
yeah.
Sure, why not?
Okay, October, Halloween. Okay, I got you set now. All right.
So now you're stuck with me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm stuck with you on Messenger and Kimmy in the chat room. But that's pretty good. That's pretty good people to be stuck with, I tell you. If you're on a desert island, like Survivor.
Well, I bet she doesn't send you as many stickers as I do. With cats. And not as many cat stickers.
The cats and the little girl kicking their legs and their feet. It always makes me laugh. But anyway. All right. Let's go to our next call here. 205, area code 546. Welcome, Alabama. Can we get your first name? Hello?
Me?
Yes, you. What's your first name?
It's Savannah.
Hi, Savannah. How are you?
I'm good. I don't know if you could pick up anything before, you know, why I'm, you know, asking you my question. But I have a question. I just put a couple of applications in from the past.
You're breaking
and,
up on us. Start again,
okay,
honey. You're breaking up on us.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I just put in applications in at 2 fast food restaurants. And I've had jobs at both of them in the past. And I was wondering if you could see me getting a job at any of them. I have to go in tomorrow and Friday.
I see what you mean. They're two different places, I take it.
Yes.
Okay. One thing I got right when you started talking was it feels like you should go back to school so that you can get a better job later. So,
okay.
And it could be something, for some reason to me, it feels like it might be even in a medical kind of career, you know, where you start it, you know, as a CNA or something and you work your way up to, a full-fledged nurse eventually. But it feels like you should get some kind of training like that you work right into a job immediately. About your other two interviews, the one on Friday feels pretty good to me.
That's the one
stronger.
I was hoping, actually, to be honest.
That one feels stronger to me than the one on Wednesday. Just, from a practical standpoint here, be sure you dress properly with, just nicely, not crazily. I used to interview people at my last job, and it was very interesting how some people would come to an interview. So you don't want to do that. You want to make sure that you're dressed properly and you have a copy of your application with you or your resume or whatever you're taking with you. And just be yourself because you have a lovely, very sweet energy about you. And even though this job feels like you are worthy of more, it feels like you need to really go back and think about what you want to do and try to get training in that field. What do you really want to do?
Well, I really, really want to work with horses. It's been my passion since I was a little kid.
I see. Well, make it happen. You can make that happen. You talk to them with your mind, you do know that, right?
Oh yeah, I have three of them, and I'm out there with them constantly talking to them. And
exactly.
I think people are looking at me like, you're actually talking to your horse. Well, yeah, they can understand you.
They do understand you. They understand you because they understand you verbally, but also telepathically. They get that. They understand what you're saying to them. You do it also with other animals. I think cats are pretty receptive to you. So you
yes,
have
I've had two cats in my past that I've actually had a, and she was pretty special to me.
Well, and she understood you, and you understood her, and that's the thing. You have that ability. So use it. You know, get yourself in a position where you could do, you know, they do a lot of physical therapy things with horses and children. Look into that, because there may be a place not far from you.
I called in, I don't know if you were listening to it, but I called in before, and I asked a question because I wanted to get another job and work with horses and stuff. Somebody told me, I can't remember her name, but she told me that I would be good with kids, like, were we working with horses, like, they got disabilities?
Yes, that might have been me. It sounds like an answer I gave to someone once. But, yeah, I think you should check that out. I don't know the name of what that's called, but I do know it exists, and I know that it's sort of a universal thing now. So look into it, and if, you know, if nothing else, maybe it's something you could start yourself with other people.
Yeah, that's you know, that's what I was trying to do. I'm trying to talk to people around here that could, you know, kind of help me out to get a certain area where I could bring kids in, like on the weekends, you know, like for 2 days. And have their mom and dad pay for so much, you know, like for them being there, like for the food and everything. And work with them, you know, kids that are afraid, you know, that don't, you know, get around animals like that, or had baseball off, or, you know, and
well,
I can work with them for the weekend.
Contact some of these other organizations and talk to them and see what is required to do that. You know, do your research and see this as a possibility. And if you like working with children, you should, you know, having a medical kind of a background does not hurt that, you know. It kind of, it will kind of support this if you're working with children who have disabilities and so forth. But I think the horse part of it for you would be the easy part. But yeah, do what you really want to do. You might have to take a different kind of job for now, but you start doing your research and look at that very closely. Go to one of those places, visit it. You know, maybe go there, get training for it. You know, do the practical things to make your dream come true, because doing those things, you've got a sweet energy to you. Animals understand you, so children will probably understand you too.
I'm very good with kids.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, start putting those things into motion, because you're perfectly capable. Don't settle in your life. Make your life mean something. Not just to yourself, but to other people too. You know, help where you can help. That's the best way to live in this world. That's our point here. We should all help other people. You know?
Okay. When I get the job, if I know, you said it was really, really one about the Friday. If I get that job, well, how long about you say I'll be there?
I think that's up to you. I think that's really up to you. You'll need to be diligent in your pursuing of this other dream that you have. But I want to encourage you, because you can do it. I really think you can do it. You might have to start working with another organization first in order to get to that point. But I think you can do it. I have faith that you can do it. And you should have a little faith in you too, okay?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
I want you to believe it. If you believe it, you see it, you can make it happen.
All right. Well, I will definitely look you up on Facebook. I'll have one of my friends that you know help me get your name. And I'll add you to my Facebook, and I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay, I'd love to hear it. Absolutely.
All right, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Okay. And now, just so everybody knows now, this is Bonnie that's on the show, because we've had a change out, as we said at the beginning of the show. So I'm going to change this out while we're doing the show here. And so, Bonnie, why don't you give out your phone number to everybody, and everybody can get a pen and paper and can write down how to contact Bonnie, okay? Because this is not Jennifer Green, okay? So I just want to make that clear, okay? Go ahead, Bonnie.
My phone number is 540-294-5193. Again, that's 540-294-5193. And I really appreciate those of you that call me for private readings. It's really kind of you. So thank you.
And you'd be really glad that you did to the callers, just like Kimmy's setting up, doing a private reading, and Bonnie. I mean, Kimmy can tell of loves Bonnie's energy, and I know, you know, Kimmy's, you know, not going to just call anybody, and you guys can get in with Bonnie. A 30-minute private reading, your first one, for only $19, so everybody can get in. So, so there you go. I put the phone number here on the show page to contact Bonnie, and let's go to our next call. Area code Ohio 614. Can we get your first name?
Sarah. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks so much. What can I do for you this evening?
Well, I was kind of wondering, like, will I meet someone named James, and possibly when? Because my situation is, like, I've been feeling a spirit around me since 2013, and they led me to an Instagram page of this James. And then I've had dreams about meeting someone. And this person had in my dream, had brown hair and wore glasses. So I don't know whether I'll meet him or not, but that's my question.
This feels more like a past life experience to me rather than somebody you're going to meet. Not that you couldn't meet that same person in this life, because that does happen, certainly. When you have a drive or an obsession to meet a certain person, it blocks you from meeting other people that might be even better or just as interesting. And that's the funny thing, that people always think you have one soulmate, you have one life partner, one split apart, whatever you want to call that person. But my belief system and information I've gotten from the other side is more like you don't have one person. You have a whole bunch of people that you have a soul connection with that could come to you at any time. Also, sometimes those really deep connections like that are the most difficult ones. They're not always the easy ones to have with people. I feel that this spirit that has been talking to you may not be one you should really trust. They come in all forms, and some are good and some are bad, just like people. But I'm not sure that it's one you can trust. I can see where you had dreams of this young man, and I feel like this is a memory, like a past life memory, not necessarily what's coming forward. So give me one second. Let me look forward and see what I can see for you. Can you just hang on for one second? Let me just look forward.
Sure.
I feel like there is someone coming for you. And if you slam the door on him, he will disappear. But I feel like he's further down the road. Now, I'm not good with time. No one is. But it feels to me like it's after you've adjusted to some other situations in your life. And once you've gotten those situations under control and straightened out, or you've advanced in your life, that this man will show up. I feel like he's sort of a young man, in fact. But he will show up eventually. I don't know if his name is James. I can't tell you that. But I can tell you that he's a bit further down the road. And you just have to work on yourself and work on what you want in your life. And that puts you in a stronger position to get the person that you really want and the person that you really need and the person that you're really genuinely connected to. So don't give up. Don't give up, and don't put, you know, just try to look for the best part of yourself, and then you find the best part of someone else. Does that help you?
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
And, you know, have a little faith in yourself, because you've got a lot to offer, not just another young man, but also to a lot of people. You've got a lot to offer. You've got a very kind heart about you. So, you know, work forward, as I like to say. Just keep going forward.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We appreciate you, and off she goes. Okay, again, we can take your call on into the show, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, though, okay? Press the 1 on your phone, and let's go next to area code 205-546, Alabama. Again, can we get your first name?
Sebastian.
Hi, Ashton. How are you, dear?
Hi, Miss Bonnie. I'm doing pretty good. Some new things have come up, and I know I have talked to you before, so I just wanted to update you. I took my first GED class today.
Good.
I'm shooting for physical therapy. That is my end goal. That's what I want to finish as.
That's beautiful. What a better thing to do to help other people.
So my question is, do you see that being the correct path for me?
I do. Because your heart's there. Your heart is there. And your energy is moving you in that direction, like as quickly as it can. It's pushing you in that direction. I think you'll have a good career in that. And I think you'll start to, not only will you, if, you know, you follow your path and you stay with that as your focus and your goal, not only will you get to that point, you'll rise above it. You'll become more than just a physical therapist, if that makes any sense to you. But you're going to find a lot of satisfaction in doing that kind of work.
It does, because the other day I had a vision of a medical banquet.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and, you know, you have a kind of gentle touch that is required for this, and you have a way of connecting with people that would be good for this. And you're right. I feel like if you stay on this path, and it's going to be hard sometimes. It's going to be a little bumpy sometimes, but don't fall down, you know, just pick yourself back up and you keep going. And when you get to where you're really in a career as a physical therapist, you're going to see something else even better that you'd like to move into. So I think
should I worry about jobs right now, or should I just focus straight on the GED stuff?
I think you will fly through the GED stuff. And this next part will be a little bit after you get your GED, it'll be a little bit more challenging, but you know what? You can do it. You can do it.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. You okay? Everything good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that. Well, keep me updated, all right?
Yeah. My husband, he just had the amputation of his left leg, so that's kind of pushing me forward a little bit harder.
Sometimes it's the bad things that motivate us to do the good things, you know. So you just keep on, because you can do this. I have every faith in you. Very confident.
Thank you.
You're welcome, dear.
Okay, thank you for your call there. We send all your prayers to you, Ashton, and to your husband. And I know that can't be easy at all. You know, as Kimmy knows, some years ago, I developed some sores on my foot because of walking. I used to walk many miles, and I developed just a blister. Well, the blister popped, then it became a sore, and then my doctor mistreated it and had me soak it every night with Epsom salt. Well, you don't do that for diabetics. But he didn't know, and he, you know, so even though I kept going in there and he kept checking my foot, he's like, you're doing fine, until 3 months later. And he's like, you need to go to wound care now. And I said, I thought you said last week it was fine. He's like, go now. I'm like, oh, God. Well, anyway, they had to dig out, of course, all the dead tissue on the bottom of the foot, and it only left a thin layer of skin above the bone. And with the miracle and an amazing doctor, they were able to save the foot, which it was critical for a while. And I had on the bottom of my right foot, I had over a dozen skin grafts to save it. This was some years ago, but yeah. So,
oh my.
Yeah. So my heart really goes out.
Did not know that.
So, yeah. Yeah. Told that story some years ago, but the new people don't know that. But yeah, Kimmy says she remembers. So yeah, I've been in and out of wound care there for that time, for almost a year, on weekly appointments, and I saw, you know, people in there. My heart just went. I couldn't have said enough prayers, and I saw one guy. He came in. He literally had no limbs. No limbs. Yeah. So when we think we have it bad, we really need to reanalyze our folk, you know.
I've seen your photo on Facebook of that poor gentleman, the homeless gentleman with the wheelchair. That is the saddest thing to me.
Yeah, you see that a lot out there. A lot of homeless people in wheelchairs and vets and, you know. So it's sad, and that's why, you know, homeless thing means so much to me. At least, you know, bring a little smile to their day. So, but yeah. So let's see where we go here. Let's go to area code 202. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Camilla from Philadelphia. I didn't realize the show was already on. Wow. Hi.
Yes.
Hi, Camilla. You're Camilla?
Yes, hi. What a nice name that is. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
So what can I do for you this evening, Camilla?
Just curious as to what you feel is coming up for me in terms of love, career, or if anything more powerful comes up, I'm open.
It's really strange, because when you asked that question, I felt this really peculiar wave of energy roll over me, which is not normal, and it's not mine. I think it must be yours. I just can't figure out quite what it is, though. I don't know if it's an angelic being or if it's your energy. I can't quite figure out what that is, but it's a very lovely energy. So if that's your energy, it's quite nice. It's a very nice energy.
I'll claim it.
It feels to me like you have certain abilities that you don't use very often, and that maybe you should, because that was a very strong energetic burst came into my little room here.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you try, have you tried or practiced any of the holistic healing or modalities, you know, some of the energy work or anything like that. Have you ever tried that?
Yeah, you know what? I started doing breath work on my own and found it to be really powerful, and I winded up doing it for a couple of friends. I haven't done it in a long time. My last friend, I had a friend who was sick, and I would do it for her, and she passed away. So it's like ever since then, I haven't done it. But I do, I'm very much into metaphysics. I probably don't practice as much as I should. I think about it more than I practice.
Well, I think the message here partly for you is not the question that you asked, but that the people on the other side for you are telling me that you really have a gift for this. And I believe them, since I just felt that, but I believe that they're right, is that you have a gift for this and that you should really use it and not just think about using it. What stops you from using it? Are you afraid of it?
The part that I'm afraid of is the psychic part. I know it sounds horrible, but I don't know.
It's
things
scary.
I feel like I don't want to know. I think that ignorance is bliss in a sense. So that part
it's not. Trust me, ignorance is not bliss. It does not go away. It does not get less. If you shut it down, it comes back stronger. Take my word for it. I've been doing this for 55 years almost, and if you're born with it, you die with it, and you have it to deal with in between those two things. And so probably better to get a handle on it so it does not get a handle on you. But you have a natural gift, apparently, for energy-type work. But if it's the psychic part, like if you see things, and if you put protection up around yourself and you ask for angelic help to come and, you know, watch over you, and I think you have really strong people around you, actually. I can feel them here. They will protect you from things that are scary. And anything that you think is, just tell them. Say, I don't want to see the scary stuff. Don't show me that. And they won't.
Yeah. It's not even like you would think. Like, it's not like I'm afraid of ghosts or anything like that. But I actually don't want to know bad things about the people around me. You know, like, I don't want to know
well,
that stuff.
You don't really find out so much bad things about the people. You do sometimes feel their pain, because a lot of people have had a lot of difficult things, but you can learn to deal with those things, and you don't have to take it as your own. When I've read for somebody, 5 minutes after the reading's over, it's gone, because I asked very specifically. Yeah, I asked. I said, please don't leave me with that. Don't leave me with other people's stuff, because I've got my own stuff. Now, I do remember the visual things, but I don't remember the conversations that happened between, you know, me and the person that's getting the reading, because it comes from somewhere else and it goes to them, you know?
Right. Well, that's
so
good to know.
Yeah, you can set boundaries. You don't have to take everything that comes your way. And you learn to live with it. You learn to deal with it. And you learn to use it in ways that are positive and help a lot of people. When you see what it does for other people, you're never sorry that you do this. Okay? You're never sorry. Once you get a handle on it, and meditation helps a lot of things. It helps you get closer to your guides. It helps a whole lot of things. And it has a lot of what I call side effects. Where you learn to control your etheric body, not just your physical one. And it helps with this kind of work. But I think you're meant to do this. And you can try to ignore it. I did. I tried to work a normal job for a really long time.
I know. I just want to regular life.
Yeah, well, it doesn't work, honey. It just keeps coming back to you no matter what. You might as well pay attention to it. And you have really strong guides and angels around you, so they're not probably going to give up. They're just going to keep tormenting you until you have to give in to it. Somewhere. I don't mean tormenting, but you know.
No, I know what you mean.
Keep finding yourself in places where you're not expecting to be, and you'll discover mm-hmm. that you'll have to use your gift for one reason or another. So don't be afraid of it. There's nothing to be afraid of. It's part of who you are. It's a big part of who you are. So by ignoring it, you're ignoring yourself, really. So don't do it, okay? You have a very sweet energy to you, and everybody tonight has felt really good to me. But you sent energy here, whether you knew you did it or not, it came, and it just washed over me like a ray of sunshine. So you know what? You just look into it. You can do it.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank you so much.
That's what feels good to me for you, and that was not the answer to your question, but that's apparently not the question they wanted to answer
the question,
for you.
Where is my husband?
Right. But, you know,
meanwhile, I'm shallow over here.
Well, sometimes what happens is when you are true to you, then the person that really needs to be with you shows up in the most unbelievable place. So have a little faith in that. And you'll be surprised what you can call to you, you know?
Okay, will do. Thank you for that. That was a beautiful reading. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for your call. We just got to wrap up this part here. Everybody stay with us because we have one final hour coming up. But I do want to say, if you want a private session with Bonnie, a 1 hour private, not an hour, a 30-minute private session with Bonnie, only $19. That's right. 30 minutes, only $19 with Bonnie. Let her know you listened to Journey in the Light. The phone number, write it down. It's on the show page, but the phone number, 540-294-5193. One more time, 540-294-5193. Thanks so much, Bonnie, for coming in and stepping on in. So I did a great job.
I was happy to do that. I like your listeners, Michael. They're great.
I know. We love you, too. So thanks again.
You're welcome.
Okay. All righty. That's Bonnie. So everybody redial as our next guest. Christy Lee is stepping on in. You're really going to love her. Psychic medium from Alabama and a sweetheart. And she's going to be taking your calls, okay? So everybody redial as this portion of the show is now ending.